he's a God that is doing a great work this today.
他是那位神，一直今天还知道伟大的工作。
And we know that this work that the Lord is doing is preparing the church, preparing the bride for His Son.
我们知道他所做的工作是为了预备教会，预备教会成为那个心腹，为了他的儿子。
So the burden that's been on my heart is really how do we serve in this work?
我的今天的负担就是说，我们怎么样能够在他的旨意里面来服侍他。
And in our lives, as we live every day, what can we do to build up the body of Christ?
在我们每天的生活中间，我们怎么做，我们才能够建造基督的身体？
And we know that our families are such a big part of our lives.
我们知道家庭生活对我们来讲是一个非常重要的一部分。
It's where we spend so much time.
我们也是花很多的时间在家庭生活里面。
It's who we talk to.
也是家庭成员，也是我们经常要谈、要交通的对象。
It's how we experience life together.
也是我们在经历这个生活中间与我们的同伴。
So really, in our families, the question is, how do we build up the body of Christ?
在我们的家庭生活中间，问题就是说，我们怎么样来一同建造基督的身体？
And what does the Word of God say about that?
那么神的话在这方面是怎么讲的呢？
So this morning, we want to look at Ephesians.
今天早上我们来看以弗所书。
So we're going to look at the end of Ephesians chapter 5 and the beginning of chapter 6.
我们要来看以弗所书这个第五章的后面的部分，一直到第六章的开头。
And we want to see what the Lord is saying about the family.
我们要来看看说主关于家庭这件事情他是怎么说的。
And specifically, how the different roles of the family build up the body of Christ.
特别来看就是家庭中间各个不同的角色怎么样来一同建造基督的身体。
So we'll begin in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22.
我们先来读以弗所书第五章第二十二节。
It says, wives...submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
So I think we're all very familiar with this passage in Ephesians.
我们大家都很熟悉这个经文。
Paul, he speaks to the different roles of the family.
当保罗在谈到家庭生活中间的各个不同的角色的时候，
He begins with the wives.
我们先来看看妻子的角色。
And what he says here, looking at it through today's culture, is quite controversial.
那个保罗在这里所讲的和我们今天的文化好像是有冲突的。
It says, wives submit to your husbands.
这也说妻子应当顺服丈夫。
But everything that the world is telling us today is the wives don't need to submit.
但是今天这个文化这个世界告诉我们说妻子不需要顺服丈夫。
That you know, you're strong, you're capable, you're intelligent, you don't need to submit to anyone, including your husband.
你是很聪明的，你是很能干的，你是很有能力的，你不需要顺服任何人，包括你丈夫。
And this whole idea of this submissive wife is sort of an outdated cultural ideal.
这个讲到妻子的顺服，好像是说是一个过去式，是一个过去的旧的文化的遗留。
And it can be very easy to buy and believe that.
也许大家在生活在现在时代，很容易就相信了这个现在这个世界的说法。
But if we look at it from the context of how do we build up the body of Christ?
但是呢，你从这个建造基督身体的角度来看的话
，and from the context of this passage，
从这个上下文来看的话
，we see that there is so much there's a deeper importance to this。
我们能看见说这里面有很深刻的意义。
That submitting to your husband is not just about you know not getting what you want or submitting to what your husband wants。
顺服你的丈夫，并不是说你就不能有你自己的意思，你也。并不是说你丈夫的意思就是你的意思。
But it's a reflection of the church and Christ.
这里面呢有一个就是一个反应，就是关于基督和教会的关系。
And we know that Christ is the head of the church, and for the church to submit to the head, that is a normal, healthy church.
我们知道说教会，我们基督是教会的头，教会要来顺服基督，这才是一个正常的光景。
And for a wife to submit to her husband, that is a normal, healthy.Marriage.
对妻子来讲的话，妻子顺服丈夫就是一个正常的一个婚姻生活。
And this is the Lord's order in the family.
这是主在这个家庭生活中间所定下的一个次序。
And every time a wife submits to her husband, it really is a testimony to everyone around her.
但每一次妻子顺服丈夫的时候，在她周围的人，这就是一个见证。
And probably to your husbands first.
你应该是丈夫，妻子要顺服丈夫。
I've been married over 10 years now.
我已经结婚十年多了。
And I'll be the first to admit that my wife, and probably most husbands will admit this, our wives are more capable, actually.
我作为丈夫，我要来承认，也许我们很多丈夫都可以承认说，我们的妻子是比我们更能干的。
And more intelligent, and they're right most of the time. Yeah.
比我们更聪明，更有智慧，在大多数情况下面，他们的判断是正确的。
So knowing that, to see your wife submit, to really have humility and to honor the Lord in this, that's a great testimony.
当你知道这一点的时候，并且你看见说，你的妻子顺服你，这实在是一个很大的一个见证。
And it's not just between the two of you.
这不光只是说你和妻子之间的关系。
Then it points to this bigger picture of the church submitting to Christ.
这里要看见一个更大的一个图画，就是教会来顺服基督这个图画。
And such a beautiful picture of the Lord's order.
这是一个非常美丽的图画，是我们主所定的一个旨意。
And it's not just the husband, it's also the children. The children see it as well.
这里不光是提到丈夫和妻子，这里也提到孩子。
And the children see God's order in marriage and in the family.
因为孩子也看见说，这个父母之间，他们妻子顺服丈夫这样的一个次序，他们也能够受影响。
It's a testimony to brothers and sisters too.
这也是一个对弟兄姊妹来讲是一个美好的见证。
Especially for maybe those who are newly married or thinking about getting married.
对那些刚刚结婚的一个夫妻，或者是还预备要进入婚姻的一些年轻弟兄姊妹。
The way that God desires wives to submit to husbands.
他们就能看见说，为什么妻子要来顺服丈夫，并且神为什么要这样定义？
And really, as the Church of God, we constantly need to be reminded to submit to the Lord.
我们作为神的教会，我们需要经常被提醒说，我们要来顺服基督。
And there's so many times where we think, hey, we're smart and we're capable and we're talented.
很多时候我们觉得我们很聪明，我们很有智慧，我们能够很能干。
And I want to do this thing for the Lord.
我们要来按照我们的意思来服侍主。
We don't consult him. We don't go to the head.
我们没有来问这位头，我们没有来询问他就开始做了。
So we need to be constantly reminded of this, of submitting to the head as a body of Christ.
我们需要一直不断的被提醒，我们需要来顺服主，作为教会的，作为基督的身体，我们需要来顺服头。
And we thank the Lord that we have so many families here, we have so many wives here.
我们感谢主，我们这里有很多的家庭，我们这里有很多的妻子。
That we can be constantly reminded through their godly conduct to submit to the head.
我们能够经常不断的被提醒，当我们看见说我们中间的妻子的顺服丈夫的时候，我们就能够被提醒，教会要来顺服基督。
It's also important to mention that, for husbands, you're not supposed to hold this over your wives.
我们要提醒说，作为丈夫，你不要好像把这个当做你比妻子更优越的一个好像一个点。
Yeah, because the verse right before this passage in verse 21, it says.Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
因为后面马上说你们要就是互相顺服。
So it's not just wives being subject to husbands, but all of us subjecting ourselves to each other.
这里不光只是说妻子要来顺服丈夫，你们要互相顺服。
All right, moving on to the husbands now. In verse 25 it says, Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
我们下面继续看下面25节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做一个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
And moving on to the next slide as well.
In
the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body.
28节这里继续说，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因为我们是他身上的肢体。
So as we look at this passage about the husbands,
我们来看这些经文讲到丈夫。
Sort of at first glance, it seems like, hey, this is a lot easier.
我第一次首先看的时候，我觉得哦，这好像挺容易的哦。
Like wives have to submit, but husbands, you just have to love your wives.
那个妻子的话，你需要顺服丈夫；那丈夫的话呢，你只需要爱妻子就行了。
And that seems like a pretty natural thing to do. You're married.
那个在我看来的话，好像丈夫爱妻子是很容易的一件事情，很自然的一件事情，因为你们结婚了。
But to love your wife in a way that builds up the body, that requires the love of God.
但是呢，你要爱妻子，在能够来建造基督的教会，这里面需要神的爱。
And there are two characteristics I want to highlight this morning. If you go back one slide.
们这里要提两个点。
In verse 25, we see, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这里说，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And this is a self-sacrificial love.
这是一个舍己的，一个牺牲的爱。
And as husbands, and I think as men, we're used to the wives making all the sacrifices.
对丈夫来讲的话呢，一般来讲，我们以前观念里面都觉得说是妻子要来做一切的奉献，做一切的牺牲。
I know when I got married, my wife Janice, she made a lot of sacrifices.
我记得当我结婚的时候，我妻子就做了很多的牺牲。
She, you know, moved to a new country, a new city, quit her job, and came here to Seattle.
她需要放弃她的工作，来到一个新的城市，来到新的国家。
But for men, I think sometimes almost the ideal is you can get married without having to make any sacrifice at all.
像以前对于男人来讲的话呢，男人可以结婚，可是 却不需要奉献，却不需要舍己。
That you can enjoy married life, but you could still, you know, keep all your old hobbies and keep doing whatever you were doing before.
那一方面的话，你可以享受进入婚姻生活里面的一个美好的祝福；另一方面，你还可以保留以前单身汉时候所留的一些的习惯、一些的爱好。
But the Lord really has a much higher calling for us husbands.
但是呢，主向着我们的丈夫也有一个更高的呼召。
And the calling is to lay down our lives just as Christ did for the church.
这个呼召就是我们要舍己，就像基督为教会舍己一样，我们也要舍己。
And I think for everyone that's married, you've already experienced this.
我们相信说，我们中间的每一个丈夫也都经历到这一点了。
That God starts working that death to self, once you get married and once you start trying to live together as husband and wife.
当我们结婚，当我们住在一起的时候，神在我们里面做工，让我们学习说向自己死。
And a lot of times, all we can focus on is what we're losing, the freedom that we're losing, and how much it's costing us.
很多时候我们所看重的好像都是我们的失去的东西，比如说我们失去我们的自由了，我们好像要付代价了。
But if you look at Christ here, it cost him everything.
但是我们如果看到基督作为榜样的话呢，这个基督是付上一切作为代价。
But he did this all in love because he loved the church.
他这么做是为了因为爱，因为他爱教会。
And I think when you see a brother that loves his wife so much, that is willing to go through this self-sacrifice.
当你看见一个弟兄爱他的妻子是这样的爱他的妻子，愿意来奉献一切，来放下一切的时候，
Then you see a glimpse of the Lord's love for the church.
你就看见基督爱教会这样的一个光景出现在我们中间。
And that is the work of building up the church of God.
这就是神要来建造他的教会的一个工作。
The second characteristic in verse 28.It says, sorry, if we could go to the next slide.
第二点，我们看那个二十八节，第二章放到下一章。
In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。
This is even more challenging now.
这个好像是更具有挑战性。
And really, there's no one that we love more than ourselves.
我们其实最爱我们自己的。
I think if we're realistic with ourselves, it's, you know, from the moment that we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, we're just thinking about how we can best take care of ourselves.
每天早上当我们一睁眼，一直到晚上我们睡觉之前，我们一整天所想的就是我们怎么样能够照顾我们自己。
And I admit for myself, like, a lot of times, I'm so busy throughout the day that I don't think about what my wife needs.
我也承认说，就是有的时候我很忙，从早到晚，一天都很忙，没有时间想到我的妻子。
And the Lord is basically calling for the opposite of that.
但是呢，我们的主是来呼召我们，要我们改变自己，要我们来想到我们的妻子。
And He's calling for us husbands to love our wives and to treat them as high of a priority as ourselves.
他要丈夫爱妻子，作为一个最重要的一件事情，在我们的心中。
So just, you know, really as a thought exercise, you know, what if we went through a whole day and we really treated our wives?The same priority as we treat ourselves.
我们想象一下，如果我们过每天的生活的时候，我们是把我们的妻子放在我们最高的一个位置。
You know, from the moment she wakes up to the moment she goes to sleep.
从每天早晨她起来到每天早晨晚上她睡觉之前。
You know, like what she's eating or what she's doing throughout the day.
那她要吃什么呢？她每天要做什么事情呢？
Helping with the kids or helping, you know, how do you encourage her spiritually as well?
然后你怎样帮助你的妻子来照顾孩子？你怎么样能够在属灵上面帮助你的妻子呢？
And I think, at least for me, when I think about it, it's so far from the day that I the way that I live every day.
当我这么想的时候，我觉得说我自己是在亏欠的很多。
But this is, you know, this is the love that the Lord is calling us husbands to love our wives with.
但这个就是那个爱， 神要呼召我们来爱我们的妻子，妻子要这样爱我们的妻子。
And really, it's a love that you would place her above yourself in all things.
这个爱的话，就是把你的妻子放在你上面，就是她优先，一切事情上面她都优先。
And when we love like this, then again, it's a testimony to everyone around us of the love that Christ has for the church.
如果我们能够这样爱妻子的话呢，这就是一个美好的见证，就能看见说基督爱教会。
And I think the really interesting thing to note here is in verse 28, it says, "He who loves his wife loves himself."
这里很有意思的经文就是说，他爱妻子也要如同爱自己的身子。
And it feels like when we talk about love in this way, all the self-sacrifice, prioritizing your wife above yourself.
我们这里看见说那个牺牲的爱，那个把你的妻子放在第一优先的位置上面。
Then the question's like, well, what about me?
那你的问题就是说，那我怎么样呢？我在哪里呢
？Like I need to take care of myself.
我需要来照顾我自己啊。
But really, we see here that if you love your wife with the Lord's love,
我们这里看见说，当你用主的爱来爱你的妻子的时候
，then you receive the Lord's love as well.
那么你就接受到主的爱了。
So at the end, it's not only does your wife receive that love and that care from you.
如果你这样做的话呢，就不光只是说你的妻子从你得到那个爱。
But by loving her, then you're loving yourself.
你借着爱你的妻子，你就爱着你自己了。
Yeah. So if it's a choice between loving yourself and not loving your wife versus both of you being loved, you know, it's an easy choice.
如果这里有个选择说只爱你自己不爱你的妻子，跟另外一个选择就是说爱你们俩，同时爱你们俩，这是一个很明显的一个选择，你知道怎么选的，对不对？
Yeah, in reality, it's such a high calling from the Lord. It's so difficult to live out.
但是呢，在现实生活中间的话，这是一个很高的呼召，是不容易活出来的。
So may the Lord really encourage all of us husbands and fill us with His love for our wives.
愿主来鼓励我们每一个做丈夫的，然后用他的爱来充满我们，让我们能够爱我们的妻子。
Moving on to the children now in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3.
我们来看以弗所书六章一到三节关于儿女的这方面。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may turn out well for you, that you may live long on the earth.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一代应许的诫命。
So as children, how do you build up the body of Christ?
我们要对儿女来说，你怎么样能够建造基督的身体上有份呢？
And here it says, you know, by obeying your parents and by honoring them.
这里说你们要听从父母，你们要尊重父母。
Well, how does obeying your parents build up the body of Christ?
那听从父母怎么能够建造基督的身体呢？
I think we see over and over again in Scripture that the Lord really loves obedience.
我们能够在圣经里面看见说，我们的主实在是爱这个顺服这件事情。
You know, in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel, there's a very famous verse of like, to obey is better than to sacrifice.
我们看见说，在旧约圣经里面，在撒母耳记上的时候，我们看见说，这里说听命胜于献祭。
And constantly, over and over again in the Old Testament, God is calling His people back to obey Him.
在旧约圣经里面，我们看见说，神一直不断的呼召他的百姓要回到这个顺服主的这个地位上来。
And then in the New Testament, we see, you know, the Lord sending the Holy Spirit, and now the Holy Spirit is leading us, and we can choose to obey the Holy Spirit or disobey.
在新约时代的话，我们看见说，神借着圣灵住在我们里面，然后来帮助我们能够顺服主。
So we see, you know, this act of obedience is so precious to our Lord.
我们看见说，这个行动上面能够顺服主是非常非常宝贵的一件事情。
And really, as children, when you obey your parents, it's so pleasing to the Lord.
作为儿女的话呢，你们听从父母是一个非常讨神喜悦的事情。
And again, it's a testimony. It's a light to everyone around you, a reminder that we all need to obey our heavenly Father as well.
这是一个见证，对你周围的人来说，这是一个亮光，让他们能看见说，我们需要来顺服主。
Yeah, and I think sort of, you know, growing up in church, you hear this verse all the time, obey your parents, obey your parents.
在你在教会中长大的话，你会经常听到这个教导，就是要听从父母，听从父母。
And it's been very interesting to look at it from a children's perspective, and now to look at it from a parent's perspective.
我们刚才讲的是从孩子的角度来看，对吧？现在我们要讲说从父母亲的角度来看这个问题。
I have a two-year-old.
我有个两岁的孩子。
And he's starting to say no to everything now.
他现在开始学习说话了。现在他对每一件事情都说不。
Everything is no.
每一件事情他说不。
Even if he likes something, he'll still say no.
即使是他喜欢的事情，他还是说 no.
Or he doesn't understand what we're asking him, he'll still say no.
他有的时候不理解我们要问他什么，他也是说不。
And the result is it just makes everything so much more difficult.
的结果就是说跟他沟通就很困难。
For example, like if it's Sunday morning, we want to get up and come to church.
你比如说礼拜天早晨我们要起床我们要去教会。
You know, it's, do you want to eat breakfast? No.
我们问他说你要吃早餐吗？他说不。
And then do you want to get changed? No.
我说你要换衣服吗？他说不。
Even like you want to put on your shoes? No. You want to put, you know, go in the car? No. It's like everything is much harder.
我们告诉他你穿鞋，他说不。我们要进到车里面去了，不。所有的一切事情都是不，很困难。
And I think in the middle of all this, so many times God has reminded me like this is you.
在这个里面这个挣扎的过程中间，神就提醒我说：“这就是你自己啊，你原来是这样子的。”
And God is trying to do a really amazing work these days.
在这样的时代，在我的生命中，神一直要做一些非常奇妙的事情。
And He wants us to cooperate with Him.
他要我跟他配合。
And so many times when He's, you know, instructing us, leading us in our lives, when we say no, it really makes things so much harder for our Lord.
很多时候他要给我们指示，很多时候他带领我们做很多事情的时候，我们经常跟主说不。当我说不的时候，这个事情就变得很困难了。
You know, so all as children of our Lord, may we learn to have this spirit of obedience.
作为主的儿女，我们需要在里面学习顺服。
That we would allow His work to be accomplished in our lives, and we could really usher in His will.
我们要学习让他的工作呈现在我们的生命中，迎接他的旨意。
So really, you know, as children, this act of obedience is so precious to the Lord, and is such a testimony.
作为孩子来讲的话。顺服实在是一件非常美好的事情，是一个非常大的一个见证。
All right, and finally, we get to the parents. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
最后我们看六章第四节，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So happy Father's Day to everyone out there, all the fathers who are here.
我们对这些父亲来讲，今天是父亲节，我们父亲节快乐。
And we thank the Lord for this instruction on how to raise our kids.
我们感谢主赐给我们这样的一个指示，让我们知道说怎么样来培养我们的儿女。
When we think about raising kids, what are some things that we prioritize?
当我们来讲到说养育儿女的时候，我们到底看重什么呢？
It could be like academics, or it could be just, you know, sports, it could be music, or.
也许我们是学业上面的，也许是体育上面，也许是音乐上面的。
We want our kids to really be successful and to be happy and to be to excel in many things.
我们要我们的孩子能成功，我们要孩子有个幸福的生活，我们要孩子在每个方面都很优秀。
But this isn't what Paul is talking about here in this passage.
但在这节经文里面，保罗并不是说这个。
Paul is saying for the sake of the body.
保罗说，为了基督的身体，我们要来
discipline and instruct your children in the Lord.
我们要来教训。警戒我们的儿女是为了基督的身体。
And how does this build up the body of Christ?
那这个怎么能够建造基督的身体呢？
This is probably the most direct way of building up the body of Christ. You raise up that next generation that will follow him.
这实际上是一个非常直接的一个方式来建造基督的身体，因为你正在培养下一代。
So the first point is to discipline your children.
第一个点就是你要来教训你的孩子。
And again, this is pretty controversial these days.
这也是一个非常矛盾的一个点。
It used to be, you know, or maybe physical discipline. That's a little controversial, like spanking your kids. Like I don't know.
以前过去的时代的话呢，我们可能不提倡体罚，对吧？当你要惩罚孩子的时候，我们说这是不好。
Now it's verbal discipline is even kind of like, oh, I don't know about that.
现在在现今这个时代的话，好像连口头上的这个责备好像也不鼓励了。
But we know that discipline is biblical.
我们知道说这个教养你的孩子是很合圣经的。
We know that God calls us as parents to discipline our children out of love.
我们知道神要我们来出于爱来管教我们的孩子。
And to really show them the difference between what's good and what's bad.
借着管教，让我们的孩子能看见说什么是对的，什么是错的。
So that we could raise godly and righteous children to be part of His body.
这样的话，我们培养的下一代就是一个公义的，就是一个敬虔的、爱神的，能够成为他身体里面一部分的。
And then the next part is to instruct your children in the Lord.
然后第二部分的话呢，我们就是要来教训我们的孩子。
I love this verse in Proverbs 22, verse 6.
这里箴言二十二章第六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
And it's just so precious to bring up our children, to teach them the word of God, to pray together with them.
这实在是很宝贵的事情。当我们来教养孩子的时候，我们把主的话来教导他们，我们跟他一块祷告。
And I have young kids, they're 5 and 2.
我有两个孩子，一个两岁，一个五岁。
And sometimes I don't know how much of it they're getting when we, you know, read the Bible together or pray together.
那我不知道他们到底能够得到多少，因为我们常常跟他们读圣经，跟他一块祷告。
But it was actually really great. Last night, I was putting my two-year-old Jamie to bed.
但是呢，昨天晚上当我在陪我的最小的孩子上睡觉的时候。
And every night before he goes to sleep, we do a quick prayer. Most of the time, it's me just saying, "Dear God, I pray that he sleeps well tonight."
那个每天晚上睡觉之前的话呢，我们都会有一个就睡觉前的祷告。经常我的祷告也很简短，就是主，请你帮助他，让他们有个好的睡觉。
Yeah, but last night he stopped me. He said no.
昨天晚上他就说不。
He said, "I pray."
我来祷告。
And I was like, "All right, sure, you pray."
我说好，你祷告吧。
And he said, "Dear God, Amen."
他说亲爱的神，阿门。
So maybe still need to teach him a little bit there.
也许我们需要来更多的教导他怎么祷告。
But you know, you see the heart there.
但是你看见他的心
and you see just you know making that a part of your life of just praying together to the Lord.
要把祷告成我们生活的一部分，孩子就会受影响。
So it becomes something that's natural to them and also something that's real to them.
这个祷告就变成一个生活中的一部分，对他们来讲就很真实的一部分。
And we know that the Lord hears.
我们知道主在这里。
And we know that it really pleases His heart.
我们知道这样的一个教养也是非常合主心意的。
All right. Okay. One last point. And really.This is sort of a side point here.
最后一点。
I want to sort of encourage, on the topic of kids, I do want to encourage those that are maybe thinking about having kids, praying about having kids.
我们在讲关于孩子的教养，所以我要来鼓励那些正在预备要有孩子的这些弟兄姊妹们。
That really it's such a blessing to be able to raise children for the purpose.Of building up the house of God.
我们为了来建造基督的身体，来建造神的家，来教养下一代，是一个非常蒙福的一件事情。
And when I talk to people about having kids, like a lot of times about the negatives.
很多时候，当我跟朋友们来交通这个养育孩子的事情，很多时候我们会谈到一些消极的事情。
Like, oh, it's so much work, or I won't be able to sleep anymore, or it's so expensive.
好像是很花钱、很花时间、很花精力，我再也睡不好觉了。
But really, compared to that eternal.Purpose of building up the body of Christ. It's really, yeah, it's so precious.
但是你能够看见说这是神建造他的身体，神永远旨意的一部分的时候，你就很感恩了。
So, really, I hope that this has been encouragement for everyone this morning.
我是盼望今天交通能够对每个人都是一个很好的鼓励。
And then hopefully, you know, wives, husbands, children, parents, that covers mostly everyone here.
我们讲到妻子，讲到丈夫，讲到孩子，讲到父母亲，应该是说每一个人都包括在这里面了。
And one final verse I want to share in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 1.
最后我们来看，就是提摩太后书前书五章一到二节。
It says, "Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, to younger men as brothers, to older women as mothers, and to younger women as sisters in all purity."
不要严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姊妹，总要亲亲节节的。
So we thank the Lord that in the body of Christ we're surrounded by family.
我们感谢主，在基督的身体里面，我们是一同彼此为肢体。
And you know, even if our biological parents aren't here, we're surrounded by older saints that we can honor as our parents.
虽然我们亲生的父母亲、肉身的父母亲不在这里，但是我们周围有很多我们属灵里面的一个父母亲，我们可以来尊重他们。
Or if we don't have kids, there are still the younger brothers and sisters that we can instruct and raise up in the Lord.
虽然也许我们自己还没有孩子，但是我们中间还有一些比我们年幼的一些弟兄姊妹们，我们可以来帮助他们，来教养他们。
And really, in doing so, we all build up the body of Christ together.
如果我们这么做的话，我们就在一起来建造基督的身体。
So really, thank the Lord for His word to us.
我们实在感谢主，他来向我们说话。
And pray that He could really.Make this a reality in all of our lives.
我们感谢主，我们祷告，让主成让这些话成为我们生活中的实际。
要感谢主，借着弟兄的分享。
Thank the Lord through our brother sharing.
让我们实在是看到我们是何等的有福。
That we can see we're truly blessed.
我们都是在神的一个大家庭里面。
We are in the great family of God.
我们都是可以学习顺服彼此顺服的功课。
And we can learn how to subject ourselves to one another in this lesson.
刚才提到他的孩子小孩子的时候。
when our brother mentioned his children,
我觉得实在是小孩子的心是最简单，最容易顺服的。
I truly think that children's hearts are the most simple and willing to obey.
因为我们都回到小孩子的样式，来顺服，主在前面的带领。
May we all be childlike and obey the Lord.
那我们首先，我们先看一处的经文。
Let's first take a look at a couple of passages.
我们看雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
我们从第十三节，我们读到第十六节。
We'll start in verse 13 and read to verse 16.
这段经文很多弟兄姐妹都蛮熟悉的。
I think many brothers and sisters might be familiar with these passages.
害你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的，都是恶的。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow, for you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance, all such boasting is evil.
我们从这段经文里面，我们看到三个主要的点。
From these verses, we see three points.
我们第一个从十三节里面看到。
In verse 13,
我们看到，我们这个基督徒，有一群基督徒是以自我为中心的生活与态度。
There is a group of Christians that think about themselves in their attitude.
然后第二节里面看到人在地上实际生活的光景。
The next verse talks about the condition of our life on earth.
第三就是在第十五节里面说到，基督徒应该是以主为中心的生活跟经历。
And in verse 15, it talks about the how we should live as Christians with the Lord's will.
当我们看第十三节的时候，很多时候我们不觉得有什么太大的问题。
So often when we read verse 13, we don't see a problem.
我们觉得我们从小我们就被教导我们要有计划，要知道我们前面要做什么。
From our youth, we are taught that we have to have plans. We need to know our future and make plans for our future.
所以在这边他说我自己决定一个时间我要做什么，我要到那边做什么，然后做买卖，我要得利，好像都是没有什么太大的问题。
So it says today or in here that I'll go somewhere else. How long I'll spend there, I'll make profit and engage in business. It doesn't seem like there's an issue.
但是对世人来讲，这可能都是好的，都是对的。
And for a man, it seems like these are all good things, these are right things to be doing.
不晓得对我们信主的来讲，好像也没有什么太大的错误。
But for us who believe in the Lord, it also doesn't seem like there's anything wrong here.
但是在第十六节里面，我们看到这边圣灵借着我们的弟兄说的一句话。
But in verse 16, through our brother who wrote this, the Spirit says something.
现今你们竟以张狂夸口。
It says that, as it is, you boast in your arrogance.
这是对神的儿女们说的。
And he was speaking this to the children of God.
当我们在计划这些的时候，
that when we are making such plans,
我们的主在哪里呢？
Where is our Lord?
是不是我们是用自己的想法来做这些事，来决定我们要去做什么，决定我们要什么时候做，决定我们要这么得到一个好的结果。
Are we making these decisions for ourselves of what we will do, where we will go, and trying to create a good result?
我三十几年前我在美国开始工作的时候。
Some 30 years ago, when I began to work in the U.S.
在那时候有一个说法。
There was a saying back then.
就是说你在一个公司，你绝对不要待得太久。
That you didn't want to stay at a company for too long.
你要每几年你就要一定要换个工作。
Every couple of years, you should change your job.
这样你的那个薪水、你的pay才会一直的涨得比较快。
And this is the only way that your salary can increase quickly.
那以前在更早之前的话，很多人就是找一个公司就待在那边待到三十年退休，因为他们有退休金，有很多的pension。
Before, it was to stay at a company for as long as you could and to retire so that you could receive your pension and your retirement.
但是我不晓得现在是什么样子。
I'm not sure what it is like now.
可能我想现在有给退休计划的公司越来越少。
It seems like companies that give this pension are less and less.
所以在那时候，我好像刚开始工作的时候。
So when I first began to work,
我 几年后我就打算换一个工作。
I plan to change my job in a couple years.
然后我就要换工作。
So I was going to change my company.
啊，那时候好像也没有什么太多的理由说不换。
And there didn't seem to be too many reasons why I shouldn't change.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
在主的带领中，虽然我可以换。
That in His leading, that even though I could change my job.
但是主把这件事情拦阻了。
But the Lord constrained me.
好像我的工作换不成。
That it seemed like it wasn't successful to
change. 我还待在原来公司。
And so I was still at the same company.
但是主还是很幽默的。
But God is full of humor.
在接下来的几年中。
In the next following years.
我从来没有想过要换工作。
I no longer wanted to change my job.
但是我公司每两三年就换了一个公司。
But my company every 2 to 3 years.
到了一个地步，我的妻子都搞不懂我在哪一家，搞不清楚我在哪一家公司上班。
To a point where my wife couldn't keep up knowing which company I worked for currently.
我想主有他的主权。
So I think God has His reasons.
我想这个换工作，这个公司被买卖的这件事情，主也教到我另外的功课。
So God taught me another lesson through my company constantly being acquired.
但是我想这另外的啊时间我们再交通这个。
But we can fellowship upon that another time.
我所要交通的就是说，有时候我们觉得好像理所当然我们应该计划的事情。
But today what I want to fellowship upon is it seems like it is right for us to make plans.
但是我们知道，如果主愿意成就，他可以成就。
But we know that if the Lord wills it, He will accomplish it.
我们绝对不要用自己的想法啊，想来做这些事情。
We dare not use our own thinking to accomplish these.
因为在第十四节里面说到。
Because in verse 14,
这是我们人的光景是这样子。
It talks about the condition of our lives.
其实明天如何，你们不知道。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾。少时出现就不见了。
For you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
我们可以以为我们可以用自己来掌握我们的前面，我们的每一步路。
We may think that we can dictate our path ahead.
但是我们也可以发现，哦，当我们的人生经历越多的时候。
But as we discover, as we experience more in this life.
我们知道在我们的生活中很多的不确定。
There is a lot of uncertainty in our lives.
也发现我们生命有时候是非常的短暂。
And we know the brevity of life.
还有人是非常脆弱的。
And how fragile life is.
在箴言27:1里面说到。
In Proverbs 27 in verse 1.
不要为明日自夸，因为一日要生何事，你尚且不知道。
It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring.
刚才我们唱的一首诗歌里面说到。
Just now we sang a hymn.
我不知明天将如何。
Many things about tomorrow, I don't seem to understand.
许多事明天将临到，许多事难以明了，但我知主掌握明天。
But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
他必要领我向前。
And that he would lead us forward.
有时候我们的实在的说实话，我们知道明天要发生什么事吗？
Sometimes we wonder, or we think, do we know what will happen tomorrow?
从我们过去的经历，我们所看见的。
From our past experience, what we see.
很多的意外事故。
A lot of tragedies happen.
是我们所意想不到的。
Things that we can't think or we cannot imagine.
所以我们常常有说一句话。
So oftentimes we say this thing.
我们的计划赶不上变化。
That our plans cannot keep up to the changes.
是不是大家有这种感觉吗？在生活中。
Do we have this feeling in our lives?
我们可以计划很多很多事情。
That we can make plans for many, many things.
但只要有一环节是变了。
But just one condition might change.
就打翻我们很多的计划。
And may derail all of our plans.
我们就在一个非常挣扎的情形底下。
And then we're in a place of loss.
在一片，这边讲到一片云雾。
It's here, it talks about one vapor.
我们的生命是非常容易的消失。
That our life is a vapor and can vanish away.
出现少时就不见。
It appears for a little while and then vanishes.
我们知道我们的生命是非常的短暂。
We know how short our life is.
诗篇里面说到，我们在地上的年日不过70-80。
In Psalms it says, our days of our lives, they may contain 70 years.
我不晓得大家觉得70-80年时间很长吗？
I don't know if brothers and sisters think that 70 years, 80 years feels really long.
小时候觉得日子过得很慢。
When we're little, we think that the days, life passes so slowly.
但是我觉得人越大， 越感觉到时间实在是非常的快，非常的短暂。
But as we get older, you may realize that life truly is so quick, passing you quickly by.
现在我在回想的时候
，When I look back，
我小时候的那些情形
，All those things when I was little，
好像才发生没多久的事。
All the things that happened feel like it just happened not too long ago.
那现在我们的年，现在我也到了一个，算年长的年纪了。
And now I've come to a place where I'm probably considered older.
实在人生的日子非常短暂。
Truly, life is short.
这边我们看到，有时候我们在人生里面，我们常常是要摸得着、碰得到的东西。
And oftentimes we in our life want to, do things that are tangible.
像哥林多后书里面，保罗跟我们说到。
But in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us.
因为我们所看见的是暂时的。
That the things that we see are transient.
所看不见的是永远的。
But the things that are unseen are eternal.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们成为神的儿女
We are children of God.
我们已经有属灵的生命在我们的里面
We already have the life of God in us.
我们要了解地上的日子是短暂的
We have to understand how short our life is on earth.
但是感谢主在这个短暂的日子里面
But thank the Lord in these short days.
我们能够摸到永远
We can touch the eternal.
这是神的祝福
This is God's blessing.
这个永远不是我们的眼睛、我们的手可以摸得到。
This eternal is not something that our eyes can see or our hands can touch.
是我们看不见。
It is not something we see.
但是真实的。
But it is real.
弟兄姐妹，这一篇这句话里面，让我们看到，实在是主，我们的生存、气息都是在主里。
That these verses tell us and let us understand that our treasure is in the Lord.
所以我们说，所以在第十五节里面说到一个非常重要的一件事情。
So in verse 15, it says something very important.
所以我们只当说
that we would say
主若愿意
if the Lord wills,
我们可以活着
we will live,
也可以做这事
and also do this
或做那事
or that.
这里有一句非常重要的话
There's a phrase here, very important.
主若愿意
If the Lord wills.
今天不在乎我们要做什么 我们要计划什么 我们要去哪里
It doesn't matter what we want to do, what we plan to do, where we will go.
在这个计划里面主是不是在其中
In these plans, where is the Lord in the center of it?
是不是在这个计划里面我们的主是不是愿意
In these plans, is the Lord willing?
我们可以做，所以在如果我们回到刚才这三节里面说到
，If we return back to verse 13，
这边有一群基督徒，他们说一句话
，There is a group of Christians here who are saying，
他说今天、明天我们要
，Today or tomorrow we will，
我们要去哪里？我们要做什么事？我们要得利
？We will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business。
当一个不对主的认识不够的时候
，When we don't have enough understanding of the Lord，
我们不知道主爱我们超过我们自己。
We don't understand that the Lord loves us beyond how much we love ourselves。
主所要给我们的是超过我们的所求所想。
And what He wants to give us is beyond what we can think。
所以讲到主若愿意这件事情
，So when we speak of if the Lord wills，
可以讲到两个点。
We can speak about two points。
我们知道主若愿意是代表我们。在主面前，我们是谦卑，我们是顺服的。
If the Lord wills, before Him we are humble and we are obedient.
我们把我们的主权放在主我们自己放在神的权柄底下。
We allow ourselves to be under God's sovereignty.
我们愿意顺服主的旨意。
We are willing to submit to His will.
我们都很容易的说到，主是我们的救主。
It's so easy for us to say the Lord is our Savior.
那主也是我们的主。
But the Lord is also our Lord.
我们是主的仆人。
We are God's servants.
我们一个仆人该如何在主人面前侍奉呢
？How shall a servant be before his master?
我们应该是谦卑的侍立在他的面前，随时听他的吩咐。
To be humble and to listen to his commandments.
是的，我们可以有很多的计划，很多的的 planning， 很多的规划。
Yes, we can have a lot of plans and ideas.
但是最重要的，如果主说要改变的时候，我们是不是愿意顺服主在主的面前改变呢
？But most importantly, if the Lord asks us to change them, are we willing?
那回到我刚才讲到我的工作。
So returning back to when I was talking about my work.
我因着工作的关系，我第一次去旧金山出差的时候，那是好久很多三十几年前。
Because of work, I went to San Francisco for the first time, probably over 30 years ago.
那时候我应该住在东岸的城市。说起来，冬天很冷，夏天很热。
So at that time, I was living on the East Coast, and where it was very hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
So 到了旧金山，我里面就觉得这个城市实在是好。
So when I got to San Francisco, I thought, wow, the city is so nice.
天气很好。
The weather is so good.
好像生活习惯上也很方便。
Life here is so convenient.
所以里面就想到，如果哪一天能够搬到这个城市居住，那实在是一个享受。
So I thought to myself, if I one day could move here, that would be great.
后来几年后。
A couple years later,
我后来因为工作出差的关系
because of a lot of business trips from work,
我常常去旧金山，跟还有常常去波特兰。
I often travel to San Francisco and I often travel to Portland.
后来那个因为公司的调动的关系
and because of some movement within the company,
公司希望把我调到那个西岸里面
They wanted to relocate me to a city on the West Coast.
所以我跟老板在跟我谈的时候就说，那你就搬到旧金山，我们那边也有那个办公室。
So when my boss was discussing these matters with me, they said that you could just move to San Francisco. We have a location there.
好像那时候感觉上时间也到了，也该搬家了。
And it seemed at that time it was time to move.
所以我就跟公司所有的谈论都是以旧金山为我的目的地。
So as we discussed relocation, it was based off of San Francisco as the destination.
但是不知道怎么回事。
But not sure what happened.
我妻子。
My wife.
她好像不晓得我们要最后要搬到旧金山，她好像觉得我们要搬去波特兰。
For some reason, she didn't think we were going to move to San Francisco. For some reason, she thought we were moving to Portland.
那其实整个过程中，我里面的之所以我决定要去旧金山，就是回到我觉得我喜欢那个城市。
And actually, the whole reason we were thinking about San Francisco is because in my heart, I liked that city.
不是 we, 是我。
I liked that city.
所以在那时候，我里面哦，当我的妻子跟我提这件事情的时候
，So when my wife brought up this matter to me,
我回到主的面前，我自己在主面前寻求。
I brought this back to the Lord and returned to His presence to seek.
从外面的环境、外面的理由，旧金山也没有什么问题。
From outside circumstances, from logic, it didn't seem like there was any problem with San Francisco.
但是那时候我知道主其实要我搬到波特兰那里。
But at that time, I actually did know that the Lord asked us to move to Portland.
那我里面也就只好顺服。
So I could do nothing but obey.
那怎么办？我跟公司、跟我老板讲，都是以旧金山为目的地的，整个那个调整都是以那个为目的。
But what to do? Because every conversation, every package that was created for work was with San Francisco as the location.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
在他的怜悯下。
But in His mercy.
我跟我老板说，我不搬到旧金山，我想搬到波特兰。
I told my boss, I'm not moving to San Francisco anymore. I'm moving to Portland.
那我老板就跟我说一件事情。
And my boss said one thing to me.
不管你搬到哪里。
I don't care where you move to.
你只要在西海岸，你选择一个城市就可以。
You can pick any city on the West Coast, and that would be fine.
我觉得在主的面前，我俯伏敬拜。
So I fell before the Lord and worshipped Him.
我那时候还想到，那整个所有给我的条件还是一样。
And every package negotiation was the same.
所以我实在是感谢主，有时候神的意念高过我们的意念。
And so I really thank the Lord because His way is higher than our ways.
我在波特兰那边所学习到的，我相信是主所要我学习的。
And everything I learned in Portland, I trust is what God had for me.
但是最后我没有住在波特兰。
And in the end, I didn't live in Portland.
我住在温哥华。
I lived in Vancouver.
那是另外一个故事，我们可以
That's another story that we can fellowship upon.
所以每一次我们的变动，其实我们的心实在是要。寻求主的心意。
So every time we make action, we really need to seek before the Lord for His will.
我们要谦卑在主面前，不是我能够决定，是主来决定。
That humbly before the Lord, we do not decide, but the Lord decides.
然后主若愿意
，If the Lord wills，
也那代表一件事情，说我们有信心功课的操练。
It also signifies that we have a practice and expression of our faith.
我们相信神爱我们。
We trust that the Lord loves us.
他会把最好的给我们。
And that He would give us the very best.
他会为我们开一条道路。
He would open a way for us.
是蒙福祝福的路。
One full of blessings and abundance.
今天如果主把这个门关了，他会开另外一道门。
So if the Lord closes this door today, He will open another door.
所以我们要相信主。
So we need to trust Him.
我不管事情有多么困难，我们所遭遇的环境有多么的艰难。
No matter how difficult the way is.
Difficult, yeah. 我们知道主与我们同在。
We know that the Lord is with us.
主他能够掌权，他能够得胜。
That he is sovereign and he overcomes.
就像在奇异恩典这首诗歌里面最后一节里面的一句话。
Just like in the hymn,
yeah.
There is one phrase.
就是 Amazing Grace.
Oh, in Amazing Grace.
就无论何遭遇，有你掌权，仍是我意象。No matter what happened before me, you are you still in control.
That no matter what falls before us, you are still in control.
弟兄姐妹们，我们相信这句话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we trust this word?
我们在地上所碰到的每一件事情，都是在主的掌握里。
That everything we experience in this life is under the hand of God.
然后另外一个点，相信主的话。
And that another point is that we trust his word.
主借着他的话来启示他自己。
That through his word he reveals himself.
也借着话来启示他的旨意。
And through his word he reveals his will.
所以我们心中应该有一个祷告。
So our hearts should have this prayer.
求圣灵把启示的灵放在我们的里面。
That the Lord would give us his revealing spirit within us.
好叫我们能够正确的明白神的旨意。
That we could accurately understand God's will.
如果我们不明白神的旨意的时候。
If we don't understand his will.
常常我们的追求，我们的侍奉，反而没办法讨神的喜悦。
Our seeking and what we seek after actually is against what God desires.
我听到一个笑话。
I heard a joke once.
我相信是只是一个笑话。
I think it's just a joke.
所以前在 Oregon 那边有一条公路叫101。
There's a highway in Oregon, State 101.
我想弟兄姐妹也知道，这101也一直到华盛顿，到加州。
I think brothers and sisters know that the state route goes from Washington all the way to California.
跟101的交口有一条道路叫26号。
There is a junction with another highway, 26.
那有一个警察，他刚好在这个跟101跟26号，在26号公路上，拦下一辆开得非常非常非常慢的车。
That there was a police officer that pulled over a car on Highway 26 that was driving extremely slow.
因为在美国，你速度太慢也会被开罚单。
Because if you drive too slowly, you will also get a ticket.
我知道有人因着这样被开过罚单。
I do know people who were ticketed for this reason.
那警察就问那个驾驶员说：“你为什么开这么慢？”
And the police officer asked the driver, "Why did you drive so slowly?"
那他就跟警察说，因为我看到二十六，我时速不能超过二十六。
Because I saw a sign on the side of the road that said 26, so I cannot go over 26 as my speed limit.
那警察看到后面有两个老夫妇坐在后面。
And the police officer saw there was an elderly couple sitting in the back seat.
他们两个抱在一起。
And they were holding each other.
非常惊吓的那个样子。
And they looked very scared.
那警察就问那个驾驶说，他们两个是怎么回事？
And so the police officer asked the driver, "What's wrong with them?"
我说我刚才开101公路。
I just drove on Highway 101.
你知道是为什么他们这样子抱在一起吗？
So do you understand why they were holding each other?
有时候当我们不明白这些代表是什么意思的时候，
So sometimes if we don't understand what these signs are,
我们自己亏损，
We misunderstand.
也把那个不必要的那个难处带给弟兄姐妹，
And we bring unnecessary difficulty for brothers and sisters
in other people.
In God's house,
我们实在是要以神的话，以神来做我们的基础。
We really need to be governed by the Lord's will and His word.
你当说我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹，
When we say we love our brothers and sisters,
我们是靠我们天然的爱，还是真的是造主的爱来爱呢？
Are we loving with our own natural love or with God's love?
所以愿这些实在是做我们的提醒。
May these really be a reminder to us.
所以当我们说主若愿意的时候，
So when we say if the Lord wills,
我们愿意实在是相信他能够为我们成就。
May we be willing that what he will do, he says he will accomplish.
所以在这一段经文里面，实在是教导我们，我们自己实在是要完全放在主的里面。
So may these verses teach us that we need to put ourselves under his word.
希望这个若主愿意不是一个口头禅。
That this if the Lord wills does not become a catchphrase.
我们不需要把这句话天天的放在嘴巴里面说。
We don't need to be saying this constantly every day.
但是我们的态度，我们任何事情的处理，我们要这样子的心思。
But our attitude, our heart, and how we deal with matters in life, may this be our heart.
若主愿意，我们可以在这边聚会。
So if the Lord wills, may we gather here today.
若主愿意，我可以 有做这个，我可以做这个。
So if the Lord wills, we will do this and we can do that.
所以再回到第十三节里面说到。
So we return back to verse 13.
这边说到应该要改成怎么样才对呢？
How should we change this verse so that it is right?
应该讲到若主愿意。
So it should say, if the Lord wills.
今天、明天我们要往某城去。
Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city.
若主愿意，我们要在那边住一年。
If the Lord wills, we will spend a year there.
若主愿意，我愿意做买卖。
If the Lord wills, we will engage in business.
若主愿意，我们可以得利。
And if the Lord wills, we will make a profit.
你可以知道，在我们的每一步的路上，主都是有那主权的工作。
So that in each and every step in our life, the Lord would be sovereign.
我们是心甘情愿地把我们的主权交托在主的里面。
And we would put all of our plans and ideas before Him.
这个功课，这个学习，是每一个弟兄姐妹从小，从大事小事里面，我们都可以开始操练。
This lesson can be practiced in every little and big thing in our lives.
愿这作为我们彼此的劝勉。
May this be a mutual encouragement to us.
因为我们知道我们在地上的每一件事情。
That we know everything that we experience here on earth.
若主愿意。
If the Lord wills.
他会成就。
He will accomplish it.
好，我交通就停在这里。
I will end here with my fellowship. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们知道你实在是爱我们。
We know that you truly love us.
我们跟你承认，你的意念高过我们的意念。
We confess that your ways are higher than our ways.
我们称你为我们的主，为我们的救主。
We confess that you are our Lord and our Savior.
我们实在是愿意把我们自己完完全全的交托在你的面前。
We want to put ourselves fully and wholly before you.
我们这一生的道路，你都来带领。
That you would guide us all the ways of our life.
不管哪件事情，主不要放弃我们。
No matter what, may the Lord never let go of us.
在每一件事情上，你实在来教导我们你的心意。
And in every matter, you would teach us of your will.
让我们能够成为你自己和讨你喜悦的儿女。
That we would be children who are pleasing to you.
愿你自己祝福你的话。
May you bless your own word.
在你的家中，你做那建造的工作。
And that you would build up your house.
愿弟兄姐妹实在是因着这些话，我们实在能够学习快跑来跟随你。
That brothers and sisters would learn how to follow you through your words.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you all glory and praise.
我们这样感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the Lord's precious name.
Amen.